Hi, this is a dictation for Michelle May, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-M-A-Y. Date of service is 10/27/2022. Date of birth is 2/21/1971. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, she is having a lot of severe pain in the lower back, both knees and both feet. She has been diagnosed to have a plantar fasciitis. As we know, she is suffering from chronic lupus erythematosus last 5 years, for which she has been treated, along with there is a peripheral neuropathy secondary to lupus, and she is seeing a physician podiatrist for plantar fasciitis. In addition, she has suffered from interstitial cystitis and generalized aches due to fleeting arthritis in the joints, especially knees and the feet and other areas. She suffers from some chest pain. She also reports of pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back to the tune of 8. And there is a sharp squeeze in the whole legs. According to her, her tineal sign and phalanx sign were positive bilaterally. And the patient is here again for follow-up. She reports pain level is 8. And the ADLs are affected 8, especially focusing on sleep 9, which is walking ability 8, and general activity and mood and work are affected 7. Relationship with other people is affected 6. 70% pains are reported relieved with the current treatment. Patient further reports stiffness of the neck and pins and needle in both hands, nerve pain, lower back pain, and neck pain is reported. No trouble walking, sometimes some mild trouble. She uses cane to walk with. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, no blood. No painful urination or incontinence of the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that no changes in the pain level have happened. They are same as before. Medical history, there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Patient physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 168/1/3, pulse is 102, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9/8/2022, dictation number 0919-031. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the following medication. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 1 or 2 every 12 hours, PRN 45 tablets, Neurontin 600 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets. In addition, patient continues lidocaine gel for the feet and Flexeril, Trazodone 100 mg for sleep, Lyrica 50 mg, 2-8 hours for pain relief in general. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue. And a chiropractic treatment is also ordered along with acupuncture. The patient wants to try these first before moving forward with any surgical or injection treatment. She is found to have a disc desiccation and disc space narrowing at L5-S1 with central zone annular fissure and a small disc protrusion, ligamentum flavum thickening. For these changes, patient is advised to have a lumbar epidural steroid injection time. In the thoracic region, there is a disc bulging at T10-11 and T11-12. Since these are generating pain for the patient, another series of 4 injections in this area will be advisable. So far, the patient is stable and no other issues is discussed. Thank you very much. She'll return in 30 days. Bye-bye.